Jalen Tolbert played roughly half of Miami's offensive snaps in Saturday's 26-3 loss to the Giants, and Alain Poupart at Dolphins on SI read that workload directly in his snap count review. Tolbert and Tutu Atwell both logged around 50% of the snaps, and both, in Poupart's assessment, have roster status that appears uncertain. Heavy exhibition snaps in late August are what evaluation looks like, not what security looks like. Before the game, the same outlet's players-to-watch list framed him as an off-season addition still needing to prove roster worthiness. No catch or target for Tolbert surfaced in any of the game coverage we reviewed. We did not find a full receiving box score, so we state that as a limit of the coverage rather than a confirmed zero. The unhelpful part is who did fill the coverage. Rookie Kevin Coleman Jr. was the receiver of the night. Multiple catches, including a 30-yarder on which he also drew a pass interference flag, with Mike Oliva at Dolphins Talk writing that he looked like an NFL player and projecting him onto the 53. Atwell dropped two catchable passes and has Brian Miller at Fin Fanatic questioning his spot outright. And the receiver Tolbert was competing with for starter work, Malik Washington, was held out with the starters entirely, which is its own statement about who is being evaluated and who is being protected. The June case for Tolbert, for anyone new, it was all opportunity. A Dallas resume with one good year, dropped into the most open receiver room in football, needing him to actually claim a job. 3 weeks ago, the beat called his camp inconsistent. This week, the evaluation snaps piled up while a rookie made the highlight. The opening is still open. The evidence keeps pointing at other people walking through it. What to watch next? Friday's finale against Atlanta is the last audition, and then the direct answer. Whether Tolbert is on the roster when it cuts to 53 on Sunday, August 30th. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFLverse